Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus 23, just one verse today, verse 13. Exodus 23, verse 13. It says, "Pay attention to all that I have said to you, and make no mention of the names of other gods, nor let it be heard on your lips." I'm going to read you this verse one more time. We're going to get our challenge from this one verse today. "Pay attention to all that I have said to you, and make no mention of the names of other gods, nor let it be heard on your lips." Why does God say this? Why does he say that we're not to even mention the names of the other gods, which aren't even gods, Paul says. There's no such thing as other gods. There's only the true God. But at the same time, why would their names, even though they're false gods, why are their names not even to be mentioned on our lips? Why does he say this? Well, it's because he knows us. And he knows we'll be tempted to be curious, like Eve. Eve knew what God had said, that they weren't to eat from that tree. But when Satan came and said, "Well, why don't you just kind of look at it? Why don't you just kind of think about it a little bit? Why don't you get a little curious? Don't you know that he says that you're not to eat it? Because he knows that if you eat it, you'll become like him." And next thing you know, boom, she fell into sin along with her husband, and it's affected the globe. God knows us. He knows we'll be tempted. All through the scriptures, he makes it very clear that we're to reject anything that would bring us away from him. In Numbers chapter 33, verses 50 through 56, "And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, 'Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you and destroy all their figured stones and destroy all their metal images and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall inherit the land by lot according to your clans. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Wherever the lot falls for everyone, that shall be his. According to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those of them whom you let remain shall be as barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall trouble you in the land where you dwell, and I will do to you as I thought to do to them." God says, "I know what's going to happen. If you don't fully obey me and stay away from that stuff, you need to destroy their idols, destroy their high places. If you let a little bit of it remain, it will actually hurt you." He knows us. He knows we'll fall into sin. He knows we'll be tempted and to be curious. Solomon, as wise as he was led astray after other gods because of the many wives, even though he'd been told by God, don't have many wives. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, listen to verses 29 through 31. "When the Lord your God cuts off before you the nations whom you go in to dispossess, and you dispossess them and dwell in their land, take care that you be not ensnared to follow them after they have been destroyed before you, and that you do not inquire about their gods, saying, 'How did these nations serve their gods? That I also may do the same.' You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abominable thing that the Lord hates, they have done for their gods. For they even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire to their gods." God said, when you go in, don't even think and be curious. Well, I wonder, what are they doing? How are they worshiping? Folks, that's why over the years, I have not studied the doctrine of false religions. Because I know that the Word of God says, I'm to focus on God and His Word, and I'm to be faithful and true to Him. Even though there are no other gods, He knows how susceptible and vulnerable we are to the enemy's tricks. That's why the Bible says we are to live and be holy and separate as he is. We're not to be under a law, but we are to understand the seriousness of sin. And if something is a problem, get it as far away from you as possible, because that's what the Bible teaches in order to serve the Lord. Folks, that's why he said, "Pay attention to all that I've said to you, and make no mention of the names of other gods, nor let it be heard on your lips." Paul says in the book of Ephesians, it's a shame to even talk about the things that the wicked do in secret. Folks, that's why there should be no coarse jesting. That's why we should not even a hint of sexual immorality among us. We're to live our lives in purity and holiness, and we need to be set apart for God. However the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart right now, surrender those areas that you've allowed false worship to come in. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.